as an interpretation for us. These are no more captives. These are driving front-to-back efficiencies, driving front-to-back business decisions. So that's why they are called capability. But is this capability center, as we have named it, also perceived as a capability center with the mothership or with our global stakeholders in the client location? I think that is very critical, because what we perceive is what should be perceived even with our global stakeholders. What is your thought on it, or what have you seen around this?
Yeah, definitely, Pragati. I think it's a loaded question. I would say, while we say as an industry we have 1,700, 1,800 GCCs, but does it mean all 1,800 of them are capability centers? Maybe hand on heart, the answer is no. Or is every part of your presence in India actually a capability? Because it nowhere needs to signify that there is no level of service oriented, there's no level of basic transactional work which is happening, because it is a mix of certain amount of transactional, certain amount of value add work. It is a I would say a mix of it. So at times I feel when I attend a lot of industry events that we've got into a bit of an echo chamber where we are all self-congratulating ourselves that we have 2000 GCCs, as if there are flashes of brilliance. I think especially I would say financial services as an industry is most mature, because all this started with likes of American Express, Citibank, GE Capital, maybe 31 years back out there. So definitely FS is at the forefront when you see the kind of work which is happening. But has the entire center become a GCC? The answer is clearly no. We talk about global roles and global owners. Let's be very honest. There are some 600, 650,000 people working in FS GCCs. How many global roles are we talking about? Are we talking about 50,000? The answer is no. Are we talking about 5,000, 1,000? So there are stories, and I think we need to be positive, because a lot of progress has been made. But my answer is industry still has a long way. If I hazard a guess basis my experience, because for FS, it's much more easier, because you hardly have, out of these 1,800, 150 FS yes. centers, maybe I would say 30-35% of the centers are there, but a large part of the industry still needs to move. And it is a function of both sides. I would say, I see it as a game of baseball. There's a pitcher and there's a catcher. I think some things need to change onshore in terms of, I would say, the acceptance or the aspect, recognition of the fact and allowing these your centers out here to flourish. But I would say the larger role, that I would say is a smaller part, because right now everyone recognizes, when I travel across the world, recognizes the power of Indian talent. The number of top tech executives which are of Indian heritage also helps build that so-called brand out there. As far as at least technology goes, even for financial services, the big advantage India has, you look at our payments or retail banking industry, India has a phenomenal brand. The kind of innovation which has happened here, the world is aping it. So I think those things help it. But I think the larger work needs to happen at these centers, where no one is going to come to you and say, oh, take a global role. You need to raise your hand. You need to be the first ones to try and run a Change the Bank initiative. Take that. You need to be ready for it. I think there's a bit of a bulge in the middle where a lot of our managers have become people managers. I think they need to, there is a scope that where how people elevate themselves to actually not only focus on their teams here, but have a global perspective. How do you develop a global product knowledge? Because I would say for 70% of the GCCs here right now, they don't have a presence in India. So you have no way to experience the product. You have no way to check the customer. But maybe in your GCC, you already have customer services happening. There's nothing which stops you from experiencing how the customers are being served, what are their top issues, and trying to get that perspective. Because many times I see, I think the pet peeve is, I'm sitting here, I don't know how the customer is behaving, but maybe in some part of your center which is interacting with the customer, there's nothing where you can take an initiative, do a bit of an internal moonlighting project and get a sense of it. So I think a lot still needs to happen, but it's a great progress. Maybe I think if I give a candid answer, we are at a midway journey where FS is.